At 7:30 Thursday morning, teachers across Oakland formed picket lines in front of Oakland Public Schools, demanding what they call fair contract negotiations. Oakland Education Association, or OEA, President Ismael Armendariz says that key issues for the union are low pay and what the union has dubbed the common good demands, including things like greater access to mental health professionals and an anti-racist curriculum.
We're fighting for our students in the most neediest schools. We are fighting for our members who are often not heard. And we are fighting for justice and for power. This contract is about wages, but it's also about your ability to say how your school is run. It's about respect. It's about making sure that our kids have the resources they need.
Reporting from EdSource says that mid-career teachers in Oakland are among the lowest paid statewide. The report shows that experienced teachers in Oakland already have to face a $20,000 pay discrepancy between their salaries and those of equivalently experienced teachers in surrounding school districts like Dublin, Fremont, and Hayward. For teachers navigating Oakland's notoriously unaffordable housing market, higher pay is non-negotiable. OEA is currently demanding a 23% salary increase, that's 13% more than the district's latest offer. School Board President Mike Hutchinson said at a press conference Thursday at 11 that OUSD is still open to negotiating and that OEA was responsible for the breakdown in negotiations.
We are in a very difficult situation, though, now because negotiations have been broken off. I'm proud of the work our bargaining team has done to put this offer on the table. And the only way we can come back or have an agreement is if we come back to the table.
Schools remained open Thursday despite the strike, albeit without teachers in classrooms. Hutchinson says that the district is hoping for minimal disruption to Oakland students' education. At a midday rally in Frankagawa Plaza Thursday, striking teachers, parents, and students came out to support the union. Dr. Chayla Delgado is a former OUSD teacher and current parent of OUSD students. She says she wants teachers to know that there is parent support for better teaching conditions.
When we talk about your salaries, we are talking about people being able to stay in the city they love and want to work in year after year and give my kids that stability so that next year they're not walking into an empty classroom because the teacher could not afford to stay in Oakland.
Carla Clark is an East Oakland resident and mom of six-year-old daughter Haley in the Oakland school system. She says Haley asked if they could go to the picket line to support her teacher. Clark, who herself is an OUSD graduate and whose mom is currently an OUSD custodian, says she remembers the 1996 teacher strike from when she was a student.
This district has been plagued with scandals and budget issues and just so much. It's so sad, like, that decades later I can look back at the district and be like, has much even changed? Has it gotten better? And I'm not sure if I can say that it can. And it kind of makes you question, you know, where does money go?
The OEA bargaining team left the rally early to meet with OUSD and continue negotiations. The union says that until an agreement is reached, Oaklanders can expect to see teachers every morning at 7 a.m. on the picket line. From Oakland, for KPFA, I'm Ellie Prickett Morgan.